Good morning. We are rocking out. It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, 32 foggy degrees out there, but it's nice and clear in here. Thanks for joining us on Palmetto Mornings right here on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
Is there a doctor in the house? There is.
There actually is.
There actually is. Not just us playing and pretending, right. Lucas, but Dr. Ken Muvich joins us. He's a PhD. Get this, a microbiologist. And when it comes to certain words in our vocabulary, as we talk about the vaccine, certain misinformation that's out there creating some anxiety, who better to go and speak and ask these questions of, but to the source right here, Broadcast House. Good morning, Dr. Ken. Can we just do that?
Yeah, please.
Muvich.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though I say that well, don't I? Muvich.
It's usually Kenny around here, but whatever.
I know. Well, you know, I know it's usually Kenny, but then I was reading your resume, and then I was like, oh, Lord, okay. He's a microbiologist.
Yeah.
You have a very specialized job. Let's just start with what exactly do you do?
Okay. So I
Okay, Patty.
Okay. When I'm allowed to, normally we were talking about a minute ago, I'm traveling about 80% of the time to two countries in Asia, North America and Europe. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to be here today to discuss this with you because I'd be in the reason I'm not is because NorCal, as they say, Northern California is shut down and I can't be at the facility where I'm supposed to be today to help them with similar technology we're going to talk about. And in 2 weeks, I'm supposed to be in Dublin, Ireland, but I'm not going to be there either. So we'll be Zooming a lot.
And you've been able to Zoom and continue to not miss a beat in your field of expertise?
Pretty much. What I do is I'm a sterility assurance microbiologist. That's what I did at the FDA, and the purpose of me traveling these places is to make sure that the products that they're making, like vaccines, are safe for the public, you know, mm-hmm. use. And, go ahead.
Well, when we heard about the COVID-19 vaccination or the shot. And then we hear the words warp speed. We've talked before on this show that some people might hear rushed, first to cross the finish line, the first student to turn in their paper, whether or not their work is correct,
yeah.
or they can
careless
show,
mistakes.
They can show their their answers. Kind of, let's first address that.
Okay, well, I got that for
okay,
you.
All right. Okay,
oh, all right.
Good one.
So here's the deal, all right? This ain't your mama's vaccine.
Okay.
Okay. This isn't even the vaccines that we had 50 years ago. Mm. The first time I ever had a vaccine, I was 19, about ready to go to Vietnam from Camp Pendleton, California, and you're in the military, everybody's getting the shot, okay? All right. And I had the flu vaccine. It was an attenuated vaccine, although in my case, it was not so much. I was sick as a dog for 10 days. I never took a flu vaccine for another 40-some years until I was here. And Dr. Marion said, you know, Ken, you really should be getting a flu shot because you're an old fart and and you travel all over the place. Okay? So, and I said, okay. So I did it. Okay? But we're not... The vaccines like that are old school. You grow up the virus in eggs and all this stuff. And that's not what this is. This is a bioengineered vaccine. What you're doing is you have a template. And what I 60 Minutes was really annoying me, okay, because they have this wonderful, fluffy story about the connection between Pfizer, which has had the biggest R&D group in the world for least a couple decades.
And that's research and development?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I just making sure.
And this little small company in Germany. And it's not BioNTech. It is bio, as in biopharmaceutical, N as in engineering tech. And they even, I couldn't believe that they messed it up so bad, because their logo is in two different colors. The N and the capital N and the capital T are yellow. The rest of the word is green. How can you mispronounce it? But, and some people are worried about, oh, this is new. And the thing that most people don't, I've never heard it, I've never really read it. This is the first time that this we'll call it's messenger RNA, but we'll just call it RNA, okay? This is the first time this has been used in humans.
So you're saying ever. It's better?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Way better.
Way better, because you're not growing up viruses in a soup or eggs, or it's not horse serum involved that people can have reactions to.
Gotcha.
This is laying a pattern, like my mom used to, you know, make all our clothes and stuff. This is laying a pattern out on the table, and then superimposing with the different building blocks, if you will, for the messenger RNA. Okay.
So were we already in the process of moving towards this as a vaccine, or did we get together and suddenly decide we needed this? It sounds like we already had that template in place.
You had the technology. Shh, don't tell anybody. But, you know, okay. But we had that technology. There are people being treated for cancer using this mRNA technology. Okay.
Okay. So the
but
fear of not the
with,
unknown.
It's not with that. It's the but it's the messenger RNA from the cancer cells. It's
gotcha.
From the virus.
So this is revolutionary.
Dear, okay, here's the deal. I came back from Vietnam, 1970, okay, went to University of Delaware in a med tech program and everything. And at that time, they said they were talking about the silver bullet that was going to be coming to cure all the ills in the world, okay, the cancers and all these things. They didn't mention COVID because we didn't know about that. But, okay, we're here now. I've lived 50 years. I've lived long enough to see it. This is so exciting. I can't tell you. It gets me up every morning for sure, because people – and I'm just nonplussed about it, because people that I haven't talked to for 20 years or no, they know my expertise and stuff, and I'm getting calls. What are you doing this week? And, you know, stuff. You know, and it's just – it is just super exciting.
Oh.
That's wonderful. So when you hear people talk about not getting it –
Okay, so here's the deal. The one thing I want to debunk, because it's in the front of my head for a second, is that by having an RNA, you know, vaccine injection, it will somehow alter your RNA, your DNA in your body. I mean, please, there's not a kid over at Rock Hill High School that's taken biology, a young man or young woman, that doesn't know that it's a one-way street from the DNA to the mRNA. It's not going both ways. So that's as silly as the people who thought that you could get the coronavirus from drinking Corona beer. Okay.
Oh wow.
I mean,
right.
that's how silly it is.
Okay. Well, that's
okay?
good. To,
yeah.
Right. So don't get caught up in the words rushed or warp.
And the other, but the okay. thing is too. All right, it's a different. The only reason that it's here now is because it's a different technology. Okay, it used to take all these, it used to take years, maybe 8 to 10 years to get a vaccine out on the market and everything. Moderna, they designed the template for their vaccine in 2 days, not 2 years, not 2 months, not 2 weeks, 2 days.
Wow.
My goodness.
That's amazing.
So here's my question. If Pfizer was the first to get the, I guess, the order to do so, could the other companies that are making their own vaccine just take their technology and move it to Pfizer so we can all just get it all done in one swoop? Now, that's just a local yokel, like, looking at it. Why, is it because competition is good between the two? Is it good to have an either or?
Well,
or sometimes?
Yeah, it I yeah. And,
okay.
But the thing that's amazing is the other thing that's amazing is you've got two vaccines, the Pfizer BioNTech and the Moderna. They both have efficacy greater north of 90%.
Wow.
That is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why the two things that the people should go and get the vaccine for is, number one, you're getting a consistent, you're getting a load of mRNA that's going to continue to make the antibodies in, mm-hmm. in your body and everything. But when and I saw this guy on TV, actually he was on a Zoom call I was on, and he was saying, "Oh, he'd just as soon get the disease himself and have his antibodies."
Mm.
I'm saying, "Are you insane?" Mm. Because it depends. We all know that some people. I had my youngest daughter had COVID, and she was so angry because she'd been so good about everything. But she swears she had every symptom you can get, okay, from that. But lots of people don't, they're asymptomatic,
that's
but
right.
they had,
mm-hmm.
okay? So my question to anybody who, like that individual, is, so what's the bio load? Is there a threshold bio load if it goes the sheer number of viral particles? So if you have a big bolus of the viruses come in your body, get all these symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that are asymptomatic, they have enough virus in there to turn a test positive, mm-hmm. but they're not sick.
Mm. Gotcha.
All right.
So, yes.
So what the giving the vaccine, I'd like to call it a vaccination because vaccine's kind of a dirty word for a lot of people.
Mm. Okay.
But for me, it's an immunization.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
Already.
So that takes away a lot of the negative connotations.
An immunization. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right here, straight from the source.
Myth versus fact, and you heard it right here on Palmetto Mornings when it comes to COVID-19.
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Ken, and thank you for your service too,
yeah.
to our country. We appreciate all that you do, and I feel informed and better.